Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Yes. Thank you for joining us here today. We're getting closer and closer, Benny. Closer and closer to the vote day.
Yep. Get Hopefully out you're all ready to go.
Pledge to vote. Get out to vote. Vote, vote, vote.
That's all you can do. One vote makes a difference.
Well, one vote does make a difference, believe it or not. It really does. Very lucky here in this country that we have the right to vote. We can vote. And so there's an energy about that. I was talking to one of our hosts, Stacey Barber, this morning, who talks about, you know, being able to choose, that the right to choose is the only freedom we have. Viktor Frankl said that. And I thought about this in light of, Benny, the show today we're doing here with Catherine Hudson. And I was reading about Catherine, and I don't know what it was about 2003, but listen to this. Catherine Hudson went to Paris, expatriate banker, in what year? 2003. Oopsie. That was the year. To open a branch of a U.S. investment bank. Today, this Bronx-born and bred author teaches and works in the United States, France, and around the world, helping folks to open up to their gifts and connect to divine assistance, especially in the form of angels. That's it. Something was going on there in the Bronx for both Catherine and for me. We're both Bronx, what is it? Born and bred. But something about 2003, it was like a snap, crackle, and pop moment in 2003. But today, we're going to get to talk with her about what this means to take a look at inviting angels into your life. What does that mean? How do we do that? What are the 15 archangels that we're going to tap into? And what is it about us that doesn't think that we have the ability to talk with angels, be with angels, all of that? We have this notion about angel stuff that we've told ourselves that may or may not be true. So this, Benny, is about assistance and support from the angelic realm. Now, opens the book like this. This is what I love. Ready? The preface is called Living Large, right? Got to adjust my camera there. I don't know what's going on with the hair today. Living Large, a call to action. Ready, Benny? So I want you to take this journey with me. Got a minute?
Sure. Yeah.
Benny? Imagine your favorite person in the whole world, the person with whom you feel incredibly comfortable, the one you most love being around. Go ahead, close your eyes and visit the person for a few moments. How easy is it for you to be with them? We can relax, breathe freely, laugh easily, never have to think twice before saying or doing what comes naturally to us. Give them a hug even, right? And maybe we want to express our opinion or just sit in silence. So imagine who that person is. And if you have such a person in your life, you know that there is a kind of safety that you feel when you are with such a person. And that is a rare and beautiful gift. When we feel safe with someone, we are relaxed. Our heart opens. Our light and our love shine through. That is the truth of our being. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, rarely expressed as the world teaches us to remain so defended. Now close your eyes again. Not if you're driving. close your eyes again, and think of your, least favorite person in the world. Go ahead. You know who I mean. I'm right there with that. Do you feel like hugging them? How does it feel to be around them? Do you relax around them? Or do you have to weigh your words? Can you breathe? Maybe not. Maybe you can't breathe. When we are in a situation that is disagreeable, often our very breath cuts off and diminishes in strength. But with breath comes life. So when we breathe less, we feel less, we live less. So in order to live, we really need to be able to breathe freely. We need to relaxation that comes from the heart that is open. An open heart is our large life force. And she goes on, right? And she goes and takes us to being with the two people, right? And talks about how powerful it is when our hearts are open. But sometimes, Benny, you know, like you don't feel like your heart is open. And then let's bring in the angels. Yeah, like all of them, one of them, several of them, how many of them? Let's bring them in. Let's connect with 15 archangels, right? But maybe we don't know who's who and what's what. So she, Catherine goes through and talks about this. Talks about there being a lot going on. Talks about our body. Talks about what we need to do. Then here it is. The angelic realm. Angels and archangels. What is an angel? Here we go. It's a winged creature that flies hither and thither doing and bidding a faraway god. Bidding up a faraway god. It is a being who perhaps intercedes on behalf of divine communication. It's kind of, you know what it's like? It's like this catalyst between when you plug the plug into the wall and when you plug it into the wall and that wire that actually hooks up to the big power, right? It's that thing that goes from here to there, boom, lights come on. An angel is an expression of God that accompanies us here on the earth plane during our lifetime. Then what the heck are we waiting for to try to tap into that and talk about angels, call upon angels, and how do we explain things from the angelic realm? What about COVID-19? I was talking to Stacey Barber today, and we were getting ready for her show, Benny. You're going to meet her too. And we were talking about the universe and talking about, like, I was saying that in my life, I've watched a series of things where Mother Nature has tried to get our attention one way or the other, right? Let me give you an example. I mentioned being from the Bronx. So those of you that know or can go back, we had like the most like weirdest blackout in New York City and the East Coast. I mean, like everything went zero dark 30. I mean, can you imagine like city lights in New York? And then the next thing you know, it is like everything is, I mean, can you imagine, Benny, like New York and then no lights? Like imagine like Seattle with all of this beautiful Emerald City and the twinkling of the lights, and then no lights. For a day, July 13th of 1977, July 14th of 1977, right? Those two dates, lights were out. It was an electricity blackout that affected most of New York City. Now, why am I using that analogy? And I'll tell you why. If we truly believe that angels are this conduit from the light to create the light, or that conduit to allow us to live large, then what does it feel like? What does it feel like to be in the darkness What does it feel like to be in that darkness without any way for you to have the light shine on? Now, I'll tell you that when something like that happens once in your life, you have a new appreciation for flashlights, just saying. Or those little camping lights, right? That they're just really cool. But what if the light goes out? Do you know how to activate that inner angelic realm? So we're going to talk about. We're going to take a short break, Mr. Benny. When we come back, more about inviting angels into your life, practical way, every day, COVID-19 or not. This is about the power and the purpose of divine lighting it up. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you truly ready to experience overflow in every area of your life? Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Imagine starting your week off with a deeper connection to the God consciousness. It's time for you to feel inspired, uplifted, and shifted. I invite you to join me, Tracy L, online or in person for our Soul Sundays. Start your week off feeling empowered and ready to serve and expand the miracles waiting for you.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the Power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show.
Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. We're hoping we're going to get our guest, but we're going to talk about angels anyway. Benny.
Yes, Benny. Ma'am. Mm-hmm.
There was angels in Seattle yesterday.
They were flying high.
I'm telling you, I'm thinking this to myself. Maybe we should not put fans in the stadium seats for the Seahawks.
For being safe, yes, I agree. However, we are the 12th man.
3-0.
I like being there.
3-0.
Yeah, so?
I like being there.
We have a good home record.
3-0.
Yeah, it's still good. Great record.
Yeah. So where are we in the standings? Is that too early to go into that?
That's a little too early, but I believe we're near the top.
All right, so Seahawks, Dolphins coming up. Now, I used to be a big Miami Dolphins fan. I mean, I did. I was. I was like, why was I a Dolphins fan? It was like a short moment of time in my life. It was like, I think my parents moved down to Miami, but it was the Dan Marino era, right? And, right, remember Bob Greasy or whatever it was.
Oh, the Dolphin years.
So there was a short period of time, right? But for a large part of my life, I tried very hard to wrap my mind around the Giants. I did have a moment with the Giants, but the team that I sort of like really latched onto, because, you know, I lived in the Bronx, but then we moved to Jersey, and in New Jersey, Jersey is a bigger state than people think, right? It's not just Jersey City and you drive into Newark or you fly into Newark. There's the whole rest of the state. There's the western part of the state, which butts right up against Pennsylvania, right? And so at some point in time, I lived in the northern part of the state. So in the northern part of the state, still looking for those Giants. Then when I moved to the western part of the state, it was all Philadelphia, right? Went through the whole Philadelphia. I met Deuce Staley, the whole thing, right? Did the thing. But that was like a nail biter again yesterday.
Yeah, we like to play it really close to the end of the game each game lately.
So I'm having a little empathy maybe because the defense is injured. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have a couple key players.
Yeah,
we're running through them pretty quick. We want everyone to get healthy so we can stay at the top. And we are, by the
way. That's right.
At 3-0.
Okay. Now, so I wonder how we think about the Mariners. The Mariners are our baseball team. And this was a little bit harder for me to wrap my mind around the Mariners because guess where I'm from? I'm from the Bronx. So imagine me as this kid, right, going to the stadium with Pops in the part of the Bronx that Yankee Stadium is not in anymore, right? I mean, this was like in the Bronx, Yankee Stadium. And just being part of the energy of that version of the Yankees, right? Of course, time changes, people changes, sports change, everything changes, except for the Seattle Storm. They just are the best ever. But you get ingrained in the idea of sports, at least if you come from my family. So I'm very grateful for this. I'm very grateful for being exposed to sports as a young girl. Because back in the day, Benny, back in the day, you really needed to have an archangel. If this is you and you're not Billie Jean King or somebody, and you want to play sports, because sports back then and sports now, it's a whole new world. You know, now we're looking at women that are football coaches, that are referees. It's just a new world that's, we're not done yet. We're expanding and we're growing. But it doesn't mean that you don't long for living larger. You don't long for the idea of that. You know, you don't long for being that race car driver. But how is it in our lives? Do we have a sense of who we are, what we do, how we do it? And how do we call on the divine to help us position ourselves for the greater good, for who we're meant to be? I was talking about this the other day, and I was thinking to myself, you know, what is it about the time we live in? And Jennifer Marcinelli came on the other day, and we were talking about the astrological changes, you know, astrology. But Stacey Barber and I this morning, we were doing a little mentoring and a little training, and we were talking about what is it about the energy of now? And I just have to say, my heart goes out to folks that are really trying to battle these fires. This morning, I woke up with a warning on my phone about fires in Northern California. And I've spent some time, Benny, in Northern California. One of the most beautiful places for me has been in Northern California and certain parts of Northern California. But to wake up and realize that, you know, there are fires raging that are literally scorching the wine country. And these fires are just lit. And one of my favorite places, and where my mentor and spiritual teacher was from, the Santa Rosa, Sebastopol area. Boy, I'll tell you, I can't even explain how that might feel to someone. You know we went through this with one of our staff, Benny, who had to be evacuated from Oregon and, you know, some of the central areas of Oregon where the fires were. And then we were talking about Mother Nature. And Stacy said, and we were talking about this, we were saying, what if Mother Nature, the universe, whatever you want to call it, I don't know, Mother Nature, universe, it's all the same to me. It's this divine energy that, boom, put us here on the planet. Whether you believe that that's a God, not a God, whether you're the science of it, doesn't matter. It's all of that. We are intricately wired together. Every living, breathing, non-living, breathing entity on the earth, we are intricately wired together. We know this. We know about the butterfly effect. We are that. And so I was talking with her this morning, and I said, you know, couldn't get our attention with the warnings about climate control when Benny, large chunks of a glacier like dropped into the water. I mean, like, not even like a little, you know, James Bond, let's chip off the ice in the ice cube and put it in the martini. No, massive chunks. So there was that. Then there was a whole bunch of oil spills. Then there was that. Then there was the temperature of the ocean and water heating up. And then there was that. And so then there was that. Then there was that. Then there was that. Then there was Al Gore, who made a stab at trying to warn us. Then there was Leonardo DiCaprio, made a stab at trying to warn us. Then there are all the people in Greenpeace, everything out there trying to warn us. And you think we were almost there. And then there was Greta. And Greta ain't trying to warn us. Greta's like telling us the deal. Thank you, Greta. But even with all of that, no attention. So what if Mother Nature was a no moss kind of chick? Imagine her standing tall in a flaming red outfit with high heel stilettos on, pointing her finger and saying, oh boy, people. So now Stacy gives me this image of Mother Nature. I'm going to ask David to animate this, because this is a new version of Mother Nature. You know, I used to think about Mother Nature like from the fairy tales, right? I didn't do a lot of fairy tales as a kid. I actually didn't do fairy tales till I was in my 20s because I missed that whole part of my childhood. But then I started to think about it. We have this image of Mother Nature, this beautiful entity of nature. No, Mother Nature is now like Madame Pele. Our friends in the Hawaii Islands were saying, wow, we are on fire over here. Madame Pele is like, so lighten up. So how do we get these angels to pop in and help each of us make decisions for ourselves, our lives, and our children? So then we're talking, and all of a sudden I said, you know, and even if that's not enough, do you think COVID-19 was to help us hit the pause button? Because then we started to talk about our lives now and talk about what if COVID-19 was this way for us to take a step back. You know, we were talking about some of our friends that have had to have new ways of taking care of children to readjust their lives. And we were then talking, and grandmothers now that are stepping in, grandfathers stepping in, grandparents, aunts, uncles stepping in being invited in. And what if this time is more than a time of reflection and choice? And by the way, all of this in an election year, what is the message? So I'm reading this book, right? I'm reading this book. Getting ready for this. Invite angels into your life, assistance and support from the angelic realm. So I'm reading the book. And then I went to a page in the book and I got it. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to have some fun with the archangels in the book. Catherine Hudson, I'm Dr. Pat. Do you have that image of Mother Nature now, right? Do you have the old image of kind of a more senior woman over here like this, dressed in all green and stuff, Mother Nature, green and blue. Now take a look at Mother Nature, flying red wings, just hot orange, red stilettos, very uncomfortable, by the way. And no, this is not a sexist comment. It's a point, right? I had stilettos on once in my life. I almost broke my neck. So I'm not really recommending that. But just imagine now this Mother Nature saying, I tried. I failed. We can't fail our future. We'll be right back, everybody.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Everybody, welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you. Hey, we're going to talk about angels. Yeah. Catherine Hudson was planning to be with us, but she is not with us today. So here's the thing, talking about Mother Nature, but talking about angels. And so what I was looking at was, how do I know which archangel to bring in, right? How do I know that? So I went through her book and she starts to talk about an archangel. So an archangel is an expression of God or source as a particular quality such as power, Archangel Michael, or healing, Archangel Raphael. So Michael, power of love, Raphael, healing, Gabriel, communication, Jophiel, creativity, Zedekiel, forgiveness, Metatron, understanding, Sandalophon, gentleness, music, Ariel, nature, Uriel, change and chaos, Azrael, death, Samuel, seeking, finding, Jeremiah, dreaming, Haniel, sensitivity or nature healing, Raguel, justice, and Raziel, wisdom. And I've not heard of these angels before quite like that. And so how do you know how to bring them into your life? How do you get these master guides in here, right? So now she goes on to talk about guides. Here you go. You ready? This is really a great breakdown of the difference between them. So a guide is any soul with whom we have a soul connection who watches over us to assist us when called to return to our whole, to our soul's chosen path, ascended masters including. Okay, so I want to talk about this for a minute, Benny. How many of you wonder about where you are and what's going on? How many wonder about the moment you're in, the moment you've been in, and the moment you will be in? How many of us ponder or wonder about it? How many of us worry about it? How many of us worry? So worry is an interesting thing. Worry is, when you think about worry, it is, some people say worry, anxiety. What is it that happens between worry and general anxiety? Because right now we talk a lot about anxiety and anxiety disorder. But what if worry was not quite there? What is worry? What happens to worry? So many people talk about worry, right? And they talk about worry being having a pro and a con. And so there's this researcher, Sonia Bishop at UC Berkeley, of course, associate professor of psychology and cognitive neuroscience, and studied anxiety and how it affects our decision making. So why am I talking about this in angels? I'll tell you why. I did a post over the weekend and I pulled in Einstein's quote. I want to talk about this quote. I am not an Einstein expert, but I want to talk about this quote. I want to talk about what this quote meant to me early on in my life. So here it is. Are you ready for the quote, Benny?
Let's do it.
Albert Einstein. We can't solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we used when we created them. So we're never going to be able to solve the problem of climate change, acres and acres of land burning, glacier stuff popping into the oceans at chunks, the temperature of the water warming so much that sharks are swimming so far north and close to shore. I mean, it just goes on. But it seems like 2020 is that year. It's almost like the perfect storm of either change or not. So my friend said to me many, many years ago, a long time, said to me, listen, Pat, you cannot change until this thing happens. And I said, what is it? When the pain of staying the same becomes so much greater than the pain of change. We can't solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we use when we created them. We can't. But what did he mean? What did Einstein mean? So, if I'm trying to solve a problem, Benny, and every day of my life, mm-hmm. and I am logical, I am linear, I am practical, I am lining all the do's and don'ts up, but everything about what I'm talking about is based on the same kind of thinking I had, like over here. Like, guess what, Benny? I could do it all. I could do it by myself. I could do it all. So we were talking about the Seahawks, right?
Yep.
Now, we've been watching them 3 games. So those of you that are listening from the East Coast, I don't know if you watch the Seahawks or not. But we've been watching the Seahawks for a long time. From the very first time, 2012. Right when Russell Wilson went out there. And Russell is my former boss, Carlton Brown. Carlton Brown was one of the best bosses I ever had. Holy cow. He's Russell's uncle. And so we're just talk about this guy, Russell. So watching this young man, right? And if you live in Seattle, you kind of get to know people, but he's a pretty private dude, isn't he? Benny, don't you think when you think about quarterbacks, he's kind of the private guy?
I don't know about that one. That's tough.
Well, a little bit. Well, he's married to a celebrity, but, you know.
Well, he's a celebrity, too.
He's a celebrity, too. But, you know, he's not in the insurance commercials. Let's just say that.
Well, he did some Alaska Airlines stuff. Yeah. I mean, yes, he's out there, but he does keep it separate. Let's say that.
I need to do his PR.
All right.
But here we go. So you learn a little bit about him. And what you learn about him is this is a guy, and this is my words. I haven't talked to him. Just saying. I'm not his client. Just saying, right? He's not my client. We don't work together. I'm not his psychologist. So forget about all that. But if you get to know him a little bit, you have to ask yourself, how does he and that team win the nail biters? So you remember yesterday, like the nail biter? The week before, mm-hmm. the nail biter? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The week, nail biter. Basically, that means like by week 3, you're not just biting your nails, you're chewing your fingers off. But what is it we believe about this guy? So for me, I'll talk about me. Somehow when you watch, you get the sense that he is tapping into something other than his logical, linear, I'm looking at my arm for the cheat sheet, I'm listening to my, something else is there.
Recording message. Your computer has been locked up. Your IP address is...
Oh, what's going on there?
I don't know. Is that you?
No, okay. I think that was Zach.
Don't click on it. Don't do it, Pat. Don't click on it.
It's like, what the heck is that? Wow, that is just like that. That's, we're talking about guides. Mm. That's why that happened. So this is my sense of it. So are we open? If I go back to what Catherine said about the open heart idea is the way to create living large events. And when you watch a Russell Wilson and that team, there's a living large element to that. But there's something about watching them, especially in the last quarter, where you just don't give up hope, where you just believe for a moment energetically that he just might pull it off. Of course, the rest of the team, they together will pull it off. So if we believe that in other people, then how do we tap into that kind of juice on our own, that street smart direct connection to the divine, to think on our feet, to live large? How do we do it? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about those people that have, let's just say, passed on, that are trying to beat the doors down to our hearts to say, we can help you. We'll be right back.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMaine.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's so great having you tune us in and turn us on. So, Benny, okay. So, we're talking about, and we're talking about insight. And, you know, every now and again, what happens is I will share a little bit of my journey, right? I will share snippets from it. But I was really thinking about, like, okay, is there a book inside me I want to write? And one of the things that I realized, and Benny, you're going to get a dose of this on Wednesday.
All right.
Yeah, you're going to get a dose of it. On Wednesday, there's a two-hour block where I and Mark Anthony, right? Psychic medium Mark Anthony, the lawyer, the psychic, talks to dead people. we're going to do a 2-hour show. And that 2-hour show is going to be talking about exactly what we're talking about, connecting and guidance. But it's also a preview, because this thing here, a guide, hearing from deceased family members and friends as guides, right? So, you know what I get asked, Benny, a lot when I'm not on air with you and other people interview me? I get asked a couple of similar questions. One, I get asked, does this ever get old? So I don't know why people think that, but that I get asked that somewhere in the interview, does what I do ever get old? 9 times out of 10, the people that are asking me that don't know that I'm the owner of the Transformation Network and Transformation Talk Radio. So they think, you know, 16 years of being Dr. Pat, hanging out with Benny, does it get old? So the answer is no, it doesn't. That's because I got a great team of producers. They line amazing people up. And I am genuinely curious and committed to helping our readers and listeners and watchers and viewers, all of you committed to that. And sometimes I'm guided to do things, and sometimes I'm guided not to do things. And one of the things I get guided not to do is to broadcast content that doesn't align with us. And this year, I went against my gut, and I will never do that again. But what happens when you follow those guides? So I'm talking to Mark Anthony about a year ago, Benny, with Rocky and Linda. And remember, we did a show together. So what would happen in that show is Mark would do readings. And by the way, Wednesday is 2-hour live on-air readings. And if we could get it done on, Wednesday. And if we could get it done on Wednesday, we're hoping to bring in a live Zoom audience, but not sure we can get it done with the tech. But we're going to do a show, a 2-hour block. We're going to take callers throughout that show. We're going to do Facebook readings. We're going to do all sorts of things in support of you all. But out of that came the style that Mark and I have together, where he does a reading and then I will get a guided message that's more practical, more street smart, right? I'm a street smart spiritualist when it comes to spirituality. You got to cut to the chase. You're in New York City and there's a dark alley and you know it's going to save you 10 minutes if you go down that dark alley, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you get something in your gut that says, don't go down the dark alley. That's what happens to us in making decisions in our lives. It's a metaphoric dark alley, but we know don't go down that dark alley. So we're going to do this show. We have decided to do a show together. Now, really do a show. Now, I do some shows together with some of our co-hosts, and we feature some of these amazing people. The last person, Benny, that I was going to do a show with was our buddy Pete Siegel a bunch of years ago, right before he passed away. Pete and I were going to do a show together. And I'm not talking about me doing interviews and coming on and having guests on like I do. This is a different show. Mark and I are literally going to do a show called The Psychic and the Doc. That's the show. It's going to be fun. We're going to talk about events in the world. We're going to talk about guidance. We're going to have fun. It's powerful. It's that show. Somebody said to me, why? Not only did they say why, but they said, and Pat, you're talking about kicking up Power Up with Dr. Pat again. And that's a show we may run at the 10 or 11 times spot, Benny. But that's a show that will also be aired. So Mark and I are going to do this show. Guess what time of the day we're doing this show? Like 5 o'clock at night. And so we're doing this show. And then I'm going to be doing the Power Up show. And so the question comes, why? Why are you doing it, Pat? So then it goes on. And we are now having a realization of a 5-year-old dream. It's actually a 10-year-old dream, but it's 5 years that we have been working to change our technology based on every email the readers have sent, the listeners have sent, the viewers have sent, all of you, the fantastic audience, any snail mail you have ever sent me, any phone message you've ever sent me saying, why don't you do this? Can you change your websites to this? Can you give me a video interface to this? Can you create a new player? Can you create a new, anything you've ever asked? Jessica and I sat down with Linda and Kim about 4 years ago and said, what would it take to give all of you exactly what you want? Now, we're not programmers. We're just people that are in between what you want and the people that can develop it. And we went out and we asked folks, can you build this for us? Can you build an interface that allows our hosts to create their own platforms, to really be that thing, that interface, to really syndicate shows? Can you do this where you could hit one button and it go here and there? And most programmers, except for two, said no. You can't do it. And basically, if you did want to do it, just write a $50,000 check. I don't have a $50,000 check. But there were two, Oliver and Merrick. Oliver created the first platform of Transformation Talk Radio 10 years. Now, we didn't celebrate our 10-year anniversary because we want to celebrate our 11th year anniversary next year. There's a lot to come with that. But Merrick not only redesigned our platform and upgraded it, but then sat down with a 200 spreadsheet list, Benny, like it had 263 items in a spreadsheet of pie in the sky, what we wanted. And we gave it to Merrick. And Merrick said, we cannot do this under the PHP configuration. I'm going to move it to Laravel. That started about a year ago. It is 85% done. We've started testing. So today's message is, what happens if you're guided? What happens if your heart is open? What happens if you say yes to living large? What happens if you just did that, but maybe don't know how to get it done? Here's what I want to say about all of that. We don't need to know how. Guidance doesn't stop at the what. We get the how, the what, the where. But what we don't get is the why. You have to know your why. I know my why. This is what I'm here to do, is to be in service of all of you. That's it. We have 10 channels. You're going to vote on the channels you want. You're going to help us create slogans. You're going to help us pick logos. We're going to get you involved because you are the people that inspire us to do this. And we have a completely separate podcast venue. We've been doing podcasts for 16 years, thanks to Benny, KKNW, Voice America, which I started on, and all of you. We're not going anywhere. Please hold that in your consciousness. We're not going anywhere. Because I got my stilettos on and I'm a little fired up myself. Let's take a short break, Benny. We'll be right back.